This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Your 5 o'clock hour. The drive home. Congratulations. You made it. You're rolling homeward for a nice 36 hours in the house with the kids, because it's going to rain all day tomorrow. Isn't that going to be fun?
It's all week and next week, too.
Oh, man. Doesn't it look great?
April showers.
It's brutal. Brutal. This is a brutal month to get through.
April is quickly turning into the Tuesday of months.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, what do you do here? I thought that was March originally, but April is just picking up the baton for March and being like, bro, I got you. This is awful.
I was up in the Saratoga Springs last weekend seeing my daughter play some lacrosse, and it was cold and wet. I mean, it was the coldest game I've ever had to stand. Mm-hmm. When it's raining and it's upper 30s,
yeah,
that might be the worst conditions to play.
I would say so.
A game in. And also the worst conditions
to attend.
Single digits, cold.
Yeah.
All day over 41 degrees and pouring rain.
Yeah, just a nice little light rain. Oh. Like, my kid's playing Little League Baseball now, so I have to go to all the games, and I just stand there, and I have to wear gloves, and everyone's got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeers going on because they're all just freezing to pieces. Yes, Stanley?
I would like to ask Ted, like, what was the worst weather conditions-wise game that you played in?
Do you remember? I do. I can give you the game. Ready? Google this, and you'll see in 1 second what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dan. 1991, Colorado,
wow.
Buffaloes,
uh-huh.
versus the Iowa State Cyclones. 1991, Colorado football versus Iowa State football. Go ahead, type that in your little computers and show me what pops up, and then we can have a discussion about it. Have you done it yet?
Dan's efforting it right now.
Okay, 1991.
Do you see it? 1991,
Colorado.
Yeah, the first line in the write-up on Iowa State's website, but also had to contend with blizzard conditions and bone-chilling temperatures. I'm looking for more specifics.
There's no video of it? There's no picture?
Iowa State got on the board first when fullback Jim Knott scored on a 12-yard run in the first quarter. How'd you let Jim Knott score, Ted?
He slipped right through my hands.
Because they were just so cold. How bad?
There's no videos of it? It should show you right there.
Oh my God! I just found one.
Okay. You can't even see the field.
Oh
my God!
Maybe a couple hundred people at the game. There were cars in the ditches on the way to the game. It should have been called off.
Why did they play this game?
They decided to play the game. I have no idea why. It was by far. It makes that Tennessee game, the playoffs, like a joke.
That was 0 degrees at kickoff time, but there was no wind. So this apparently was in 1991, Colorado defeats Iowa State. Nice job getting the dub, 17-14, in the coldest game in Jack Trice Stadium history. It was 17 degrees, but with the wind chill, it felt like well below zero. Plus, there's snow whipping. Oh, my God.
There's 200 people at the game. Imagine a stadium that holds, 50,000 people with literally a couple people over there, I mean, you were on the way to the game, and there's cars.
Oh, here we go.
Off the ditch.
All right, I love the comments on YouTube. I was at that game with my dad. Not only was it freezing cold and windy, but there was ice on the roads to keep people away. There couldn't have been more than 1,000 people at the game
tops. Not even
1,000.
Not even 1,000 people there.
A windy snowstorm.
So that's the coldest game.
40-mile-an-hour gusts. Oh, my God.
I got 17 degrees at the time of kickoff.
So imagine 40-mile-an-hour winds, and it's 17 degrees. That's what we played in. So that was by far the coldest game I've ever
Here's my
played.
Favorite comment, Dan. That was my first season after graduating. I'd usually go to Pizza Pit after and take half the pizza home after. Not this time, LOL.
All right, Teddy. Stupid. Where were you, because you were with Colorado at this time, where were you guys ranked when you were playing this game in the nation?
Oh, gosh. 1991, we got off to a rough start, but I wasn't playing until the fourth game of the season, so that might have explained it. But
there
I want to
go.
Say we were in
Classic.
The, God, I want to say we're in the top 20, Dan. I'm just going to... We were 18th in the country.
You were 15th in the country going
okay.
into this game.
How about
not too,
that?
Not too shabby.
Okay.
Is this
the new Heisel era or pre?
Oh, no. Well, that well came before. After me. That was the Bill McCartney era.
Bill McCartney.
Yeah, era. So it was that was a rough year. They won the national championship the year before that. They beat Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl 10-9.
Wow, a squeaker.
Yeah, they blocked an extra point, believe it or not. That's how they had 9 points. But it was also Rocket Ishmael.
Ah, yes.
We punted to
Raheem,
him.
The Rocket.
The Colorado punted to him right down the middle of the field. He ran it back for a touchdown. Oh, but wait. There is a flag clipping on Notre Dame. So
how
he brought the ball back,
that?
And that was what saved Colorado's behind when they ended up sharing the national championship with Georgia Tech in 1990.
Fun, useless trivia fact now that you bring up Raheem the Rocket Ishmael. Do you remember his brother's name?
Of course. I played against him in the Fiesta Bowl when he was at Syracuse.
Quadri.
Yeah.
No kid.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How about
that?
And you play, sure you really,
did.
Like, you were right there in a golden era of college and professional football. Who's the toughest guy to tackle you ever? Was it Tommy? Did you mention before was it Tommy Frazier?
You know what? If Tommy Frazier was
a nightmare to,
you know, probably
Lamar
the best,
Jackson.
The best football player I've ever had to play against.
Wow.
But it was his running back at the time. And why I'm having a hard time, the guy he went to
Lawrence Phillips
went to Miami.
He got mentioned earlier today. They were
Lawrence Phillips was a very difficult
great, yeah, really great. Yeah, Tommy Frazier was a hell of a runner. He was often moving in space. He was no walker. But speaking of walkers, how about that effort yesterday? That was a terrible segue. I apologize to everybody. How about that effort yesterday, Teddy, by your Boston Red Sox 4-3, second game in a row. They go to extra innings against the Blue Jays. They're able to salvage one dub out of the four. Should have been a split. They go 7-7 on the season after 14. The polarizing up and down, odds and end, Boston Red Sox at least get a dub. And it was Trevor Story who comes through with the GW RBI in the 10th after missing his opportunity to be the hero the night before.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was, let's face it. I mean, was anybody just enjoying that game last night? I mean, other than Walker Buehler, finally, you know, looking like he's, you know, is going to, you know, be, you know, what we hoped he'd be.
Yep.
But the hitting was, again, just not there. Very, very frustrating. Just key guys in the heart of the lineup coming up in these key situations and not coming through. Very, very frustrating. But, I was listening to, a lot of some of the show on the radio, and it was kind of like, can we just, you know, Lenny Donardo was just saying, can we just get the ball on the ground? Can we hit the ball on the ground? Good things usually happen if you just, you know, get the ball on the ground, and certainly it did. Look, 7-7 after they started 1-4, I'll take 7-7 at this point. Their next 10 games, all right, are against opponents that are 7-17, all right? The Chicago White Sox.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea.
True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And the Tampa Bay Rays are a combined 7-17. 10 of their next or 7 of their next 10 games are against the Chicago White Sox. It's time to go start winning a bunch of baseball games. And so it starts with the Chicago White Sox. So I'm hoping that this next series, the next two series, I should say, or three series, gosh, because they play the Chicago White Sox, then the Rays, and then the Chicago White Sox again.
Mm-hmm.
Will I don't know. They'll get fat and happy off of these two teams and start hitting the ball. Sometimes you just got to, you play some an inferior opponent just to kind of get your confidence.
Yep.
And then that will propel you. So I'm hoping I'm hoping that's what happens in these next three series against these two opponents.
Yeah. So you got three at Rate Field, as you reminded us yesterday, against the White Sox. They should absolutely feast on this team because they are, what was it, Dan? They're two and ten
right now.
Good Lord.
The Rays are 5-7.
And then you go down to Steinbrenner Field in front of 9,500 fans, and you
what a
play,
joke, by the way.
I know. Well, you want to know what the real joke was? The real joke is Tropicana Field.
I'm
fine with that. They'll sell it. They didn't usually have 10,000 people at their own stadium.
Fair point.
I worked for MLB for a full year in 2011, traveling to all these parks doing fan service meet and greets for this sponsored entertainment program, and I got to tell you, each and every time I would go down there, it would just make. The weather was great. The beaches were beautiful. And who doesn't love when someone else is paying for your steak dinner? That said, my God, what a toilet that place is. Poured concrete with just a slab of fake grass they picked up at the Home Depot. And did you know, Ted, St. Petersburg was in such a rush to build a stadium and beat the city of Tampa proper to hosting rights for the Major League Baseball expansion franchise in the 90s? They built the stadium for like $220 million. Nothing. And to conserve on air conditioning costs, they built the canvas roof slanted so it's not as high in the outfield so they don't have to burn as much electricity, keeping the outfield air chilled. It is such a dump. I'm glad nobody was hurt when the hurricane ripped through Tampa last year.
I mean, good teams in the past, but it's never really been supported.
Got
man.
One of the nastiest left-handers at the top of the lineup, too, in McClanahan. The Red Sox should go on the road and get things right now. And what they should – the pitching has been excellent. Duke Newcomb is on the mound tonight, correct, Dan?
Sean? That is correct, yeah.
Yep, okay. And Fitz tomorrow?
Let me double-check that, but I believe so.
Yeah, this is a time, Ted. They should come back 5-1. You got to go win 5 of the next 6, get on top. At that point, you'd be 12-8. I think we'd all be feeling pretty terrific because you'd be at the 1/8 mark of the season.
And then you got 4 more games against the Chicago White Sox at home.
Okay, you got Newcomb, Fitz, Crochet. You out-hit them tonight if Newcomb has a tough start. Fitz has been excellent. He's given you 2 quality starts. Yeah. And Crochet, do we think he gets the yips going back home against his old team, or does he absolutely just mow them down on some? I think you get like an 11-12 strikeout effort by Crochet on Sunday against his old team.
Let's hope, man. Let's hope. But, it was interesting. Just some of the things that came out of last night's game. Again, a little, Christian Campbell questionable, you know, at second base again. And remember, we interviewed Alex Cora on Wednesday, and I asked him about, you know, kind of just, you know, some of his struggles. And he's, you got to love the one you're with. So it's kind of very similar. Christian Campbell playing second base, or if he plays center field, that we're going to have to deal with the mistakes because they are committed to him, obviously with the contract, but just committed to him as far as letting him make mistakes, kind of, as, you know, he's a fast learner, that he hopefully doesn't make the same mistake twice, that kind of thing. That's what Alex Cora was throwing at our face. But that is going to be something interesting to follow, is Christian Campbell playing a position that he normally doesn't play. How much patience do they have with him when it comes to that? According to Cora, it's gonna be a lot, and so we're gonna have to have the same amount of patience.
I believe actually it was callers. I see you guys lined up on a potpourri of topics. We will get to you in just a few moments when we kick off the wrap it all up segment here on the show, odds and ends. And I got some great text messages I want to share across the buffet of sports we have spoken to today, Ted. But I believe it was actually producer extraordinaire and Red Sox pregame host Dan Ball, the Ball Hawk, who said yesterday in our group chat something along the lines of, hot take, I don't think I love Alex Cora playing all these players out of position, and I think that's creating an unsteadiness about them, which could lead to some uncertainty at the plate. I paraphrase, but how did you phrase it, Dan?
It was right around there. Just the moving Christian Campbell out to center field, that's one, and the insistence on playing Rob Refsnyder, Romy Gonzalez, and David Hamilton with any kind of regularity. I understand the thought process behind it. He values his veterans. He values his utility players. And no, I would not say this to his face if I was at the Fenway studio. So
coward.
I will put my hand up and say I am a coward and wouldn't say it. But you've seen Willie Abreu start to cool off. Christian Campbell still looks very uncomfortable at second base. If you think he's the second baseman of the future, play him every day at second base and allow him to work it out. I worry about moving these pieces around too frequently and giving guys days off just for the sake of the lefty-righty matchup, not allowing guys getting into a rhythm. And you look at the fact that they had 8 runs and 6 errors in that series against Toronto.
Unforgivable.
Maybe it's
6
more
errors.
Maybe it's more correlation than causation, but I don't like it. I'd like to set it and forget it more than they have.
Did you
so
just
far.
Say That's... correlation?
Yes.
This guy, huh?
I think there's something to that, though, Dan. I do. I look, if you're not happy with, you know, the other half of your game, the fielding, I can see it kind of bleeding into your hitting, right? I think there is a correlation between the two.
Attaboy. There we go. Get a little our own little word here right now for our manager talk every Wednesday.
Real quick, Bernhard Langer's got to make this putt if he's going to make the cut. Just saying, 67 years old. This is what makes the Masters great. If he bogeys this, he is out. If he makes it,
the
he is
Longer
in.
Donger.
Is
Oh, no. The Wonger is out.
That would have been a great story, though.
And that's been your golf play-by-play here on WEEI.
You wouldn't watch the Masters with me and Ted?
Hello,
Ted,
friends.
Yeah, Ted, big Ted. Like Ted doing his best Jim Nance. I'd be blasted on $5.
Finishes at 3 over. Oh, misses the cut.
Are you out of your mind? Well. What a shame.
Oh, well.
So close. 617-779-7937 for your text messages, for your phone calls, and so much more. We'll clean up the phones. We'll get to the best of the text and everything else that we missed in odds and ends coming up here. The supersized dish as we finish up every Friday here on WEEI Afternoons. But until then, the man who gave us correlation and so much more. Here's your trending sports news with Dan Ball.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.